Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, July 29th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Yugoslav Monitor Sava. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we take a deep dive into the fascinating corners of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we'll be exploring a unique piece of naval history, the Yugoslav Monitor Sava. The Yugoslav Monitor Sava was a river monitor warship that played significant roles during various periods of 20th century history. But first, let's establish what a monitor actually is. A monitor is a type of relatively small warship designed for river or littoral coastal operations, typically heavily armed and armored for its size. Now imagine such a vessel navigating the tumultuous waters of the 20th century, world wars, political upheavals, and regime changes. That's the saga of the Sava. The story of the Sava begins in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Built in 1914, right on the eve of World War I, the ship was initially christened the SMS Bosna. Along with its sister ships, SMS Enns, SMS Inn, and SMS Sava, it was intended to patrol the Danube and serve the empire in its various military endeavors. Just think about that timing for a moment. 1914. The world is on the brink of a war that would reshape borders, governments, and technologies. The SMS Bosna, later renamed Sava, was part of that transformative era right from the start. Fast forward to the end of World War I. The Austro-Hungarian Empire collapses, and new nation-states emerge from its ruins. One such state is the newly formed Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes, which would later become Yugoslavia. In the post-war scrambles and treaties, the Sava finds herself in a new navy with a new name, the Yugoslav River Monitor Sava. Now imagine being this ship. One minute, you're serving a grand empire, and seemingly in the blink of an eye, you're part of a fledgling navy in an entirely new country. What an identity crisis. The interwar period sees the Sava modernized and refitted for various duties, although it's really World War II that becomes the next significant chapter in our monitor's story. In 1941, during the Axis invasion of Yugoslavia, the Sava, along with other river monitors, was tasked with defending key positions. Unfortunately, the swiftly deteriorating situation led to the decision to scuttle the Sava to prevent her from falling into enemy hands. Despite this, the ship was later salvaged by the Axis powers and put to use once again, this time against her own former allies. It's worth pausing here to consider the moral and ethical dimensions. What must it have felt like for the crew members, who had grown attached to the vessel, to see her serving under a different flag, perhaps used against their compatriots? War has a way of turning even inanimate objects into symbols of loss, betrayal, and survival. Towards the end of World War II, with the tide turning against the Axis powers, the Sava again faced an uncertain fate. But this vessel was resilient. After the war, she was salvaged yet again, restored, and returned to duty. Under Tito's Yugoslavia, she served in various roles, including a stint with the River Division of the Yugoslav Navy. Yet, the story doesn't end there. Fast forward to the 1990s, when Yugoslavia began to dissolve amidst a series of brutal conflicts. The Sava was serving in the Serbian River Flotilla by then, providing support during the Yugoslav Wars of the 1990s. As newer, more advanced ships came into service, the Monitor Sava was eventually retired. But what a journey. The Sava was finally decommissioned in 2000. Today, she rests at a museum in Belgrade, serving as a tangible reminder of the region's turbulent history. Throughout this episode, we've navigated a century of change, and through it all, the Monitor Sava has been a silent witness to history's ebb and flow. It's astounding how much one vessel can encapsulate the sweeping tides of human events and technological progress. So now, let's take a moment to ponder. How do objects become intertwined with our collective memory and identity? The Sava started as a tool of war, yet today she lies peacefully in a museum, an artifact for future generations to study and remember. How do we reconcile these dual roles, destructive and educational? And now I turn to you, dear listener. Have you ever encountered an object or place that seemed to carry the weight of history? What did it feel like to touch, see, or stand before such a relic? I invite you to take a few moments today to ponder these questions, or to step into a local museum and let an item speak its story to you. Thank you for joining us on this historical voyage on Wikipedia. If today's episode piqued your interest, I encourage you to explore the full Wikipedia article on the Yugoslav monitor Sava for even more fascinating details. Until next time, keep your curiosity afloat. This is Alloy, signing off.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Yugoslav monitor Sava. Thanks for listening. See you next time.